administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? His perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from strikehardgear.com.
Strike what?
strikehardgear.com.
Set your sights on strikehardgear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to GunOwners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. And as you can tell by my voice, I'm still dealing with this bug that I picked up here. And yesterday was my day to go have adventures in managed health care. I'm going to tell you about that a little bit before we get into the rest of the show. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Our guest in our third hour today will be Ben Swan, talking about jury nullification. Looking forward to hearing what he has to say on that. So yesterday I had to go down and basically have the risk life and limb having the doctor look at me. And it was rather amazing. It's been about 40 minutes filling out paperwork for basically 10 minutes with the doctor, and he shoves this plastic thing up my nose and says, okay, you don't have one of the name brand illnesses that they have something already to sell for. And, well, you got a virus. Well, I already knew that. Well, you can get this over-the-counter stuff. That may help, and I already knew that, too. Basically, the attitude was go home, get rest, don't infect anybody else around you, and, you know, if you're still sick and 5 or 10 days, come back. Really impressive performance there. All righty. Anyway, big story from yesterday, of course, was Barack Obama's State of the Union speech, where he got up there in front of the joint session of Congress, and he went out there telling the usual presidential whoppers with members of the Congress, you know, standing up and applauding on cue like a bunch of trained circus seals. You know, I will do this. It's rather amazing. Apparently, the central theme for his speech is a dramatic year of action with or without the help of Congress. In other words, Obama's main goal was to sell the idea that he can run the country by executive order. And he can't. That's not the way the country was set up. But apparently Congress is willing to go along with it, at least for the moment. And he's hoping that you will as well. Stroke of the pen, law of the land. Pretty cool. So he went on there, a bunch of stuff. He's talking about income inequality. And then he pulls a fast one. Okay, because instead of addressing the issue that the Federal Reserve System is the reason we have so much wealth inequality in this country, he does the usual divide and conquer. And he hops onto this whole situation about how women aren't paid the same as men. In other words, they don't want us looking at the bankers and the money junkies. They want us glaring at each other again. They did exactly the same thing back in the 1990s at the height of militant feminism. And, of course, back then it was pointed out, and it's still true today, that women, for various reasons, don't have the same advanced education as guys. They take time off to get married, to have kids. And you can't simply mandate them having equal wages and salaries if they're not doing exactly the same job. Anybody who thinks that our society is biased against women making a decent wage ought to go talk to Oprah Winfrey. She's got a nice place down on this next island over that way. So the real State of the Union for workers is, even though, as all presidents do, the State of the Union is good, the reality is that for median and low-income workers, it's been a disaster. We've had a decade of wage stagnation. And their solution is to get the men and women glaring at each other here. Now, Obama did come up with a new program, MIRA, okay? And again, through executive order, here's where it gets sticky, equality of IRAs for all. Okay? So basically, Obama with this program, MIRA, or MIRA, is to basically have government control of all independent retirement accounts so that everybody gets the same benefit. Now, where have we heard this before, this equality thing? Oh, yeah. Obamacare, health care for all, inequality. So having absolutely created the concept of government-managed health care, now they want to manage your personal private retirement accounts. Why are they doing that? Well, because there actually is a government-managed retirement system. It's called Social Security. And that's in serious trouble because the federal government's been looting that, going back to the Clinton administration, to balance their books by embezzling the American workers' retirement funds. Now they're just coming out and saying, well, we're going to grab the private retirement accounts. We will manage them for you. And by the way, again, using an executive order, Obama has apparently ordered all federal employees 401k plans to be converted into U.S. Treasury bonds. In other words, you're not allowed to invest your 401k in something that looks like it might have a decent return if you are a federal employee. By imperial edict, your 401k can only be invested in U.S. government treasury bonds. Getting close here. Meanwhile, as it turns out, Obama should perhaps have been a little bit more careful prepping his speech for last night, because as it turns out, the pay for women in the White House versus men is way out of skew, even more so than the national average. Obama was out there talking about, you know, women make so much per week and men make this much, and that's simply shocking and cannot be allowed. But in point of fact, at the White House, it's even worse. So there, it's just an issue he wants to use. And like I said, the whole point of it is to get men and women sneering at each other and thinking each other is the problem, so we're not paying attention to the money junkies. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Kathy in Massachusetts. Aloha, Kathy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I also have the same thing you have. It's just a virus, so I apologize for my voice. But when I was working as a certified pharmacy tech in Cambridge, Massachusetts, even in a liberal, the People's Republic of Cambridge, the sexism and misogyny, oh, my God. You walk in, you know, and the guys are, like, making $2 or $3 an hour more than you are as a female. I'm nationally certified. They're not, all right? Mm-hmm. And then one of them goes, oh, she's fast, too, because I can type, you know, 120 words a minute. So, yeah, I have suffered, and I'm single. I would stay till midnight. My boss would have to take me home because, you know, working my tail off for $10.75 an hour. And, yeah, the sexism, the misogyny, and the wage gap.
So well, wait a minute. There's going to be little socially acceptable discriminations all along. Back when I was still working in Hollywood, most people tended to think I was of Hispanic origin, which meant, he gets the crew on the talk shows. And people in highly competitive jobs, they're always looking for an excuse to one-up each other, and it's not right, and I agree with that. But I don't think that we need to simply take your one personal experience and say that this is the trend over the entire country. Again, we went through this debate back in the 1990s, there are other mitigating factors. Part of it is that employers, especially if the woman is married, they figure she needs less money because she's being partly supported by her husband. And that's a purely economic move, and I'm not sure I agree with it, but there isn't necessarily anything, any malice or evil intent there. It's just trying to cut costs. Which is...
Oh, Michael, you know, I'm getting a little aggravated about right now. All I know is this. I was functioning at, literally, I was told the pharmacy fell apart when you left your work was impeccable, and I'm making less than that. They're not even nationally certified. And I'm earning less strictly because it's my gender. That was the only thing, the only difference. I'm more qualified. My work was impeccable. The pharmacy fell apart when you left, and I'm earning $3 less than a man of color who's working not that him being of color made him something any less viable.
Okay, you just walked into it on that one. I mean, you're so humble. I can't understand why you didn't get along so well with your coworkers. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party... What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to take another phone call. Barb in Florida. Aloha, Barb. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Apparently you haven't been taking your 5,000 international units of D3 every day.
Okay.
Dr. Slavin and Jennifer Cimarelli are two people. He's a doctor. She's in health, you know, a health store, two knees down here in Broward County, and they had a radio show, and they came up to one of these health meetings that we have up here all the time, and that's what they said was, during flu season, make sure you take 5,000 units and the rest of the year 2,000 of D3 every day.
Well, I got to tell you, my wife is a great believer in supplements and natural cures, and every morning I get up, there's like this giant pile of tablets on my desk. It takes me about a half an hour to go through them all. All right. So.
That's not what I called about, though. What I called about was the myth of male-female wage gap, and it's written in the book by Thomas DiLorenzo. He's terrific. I hope you can have him on your program sometime. He's a professor at, I think, Loyola University in Maryland, but he has a house down here in Delray Beach, Florida. And he wrote several books. One of them is Organized Crime, The Unvarnished Truth About Government. And the last chapter in the book is this myth of male-female wage gap. And he says the reasons, based on generalizations that are supported by voluminous statistics, are, and then he has 21 reasons why there's a wage gap. Would you like to hear some of them?
Sure.
Okay. I know in your condition, maybe you'd rather have somebody else talk a little bit.
Oh, you saw right through me.
Okay, the first one is men go into technology and hard sciences more than women.
Yes.
Stop me if you want to comment on it. Men are more likely to take hazardous jobs than women, and such jobs pay more than cushier and safer jobs. Men are more willing to expose themselves to inclement weather at work and are compensated for it. Men tend to take more stressful jobs that are not 9-to-5. Many women prefer personal fulfillment at work instead of higher pay, like child care professionals, etc. Men are bigger risk takers than women in general. Higher risk leads to higher reward. The worst working hours pay more, and men are more likely to work these hours than women. Dangerous jobs like coal mining pay more and are more male-dominated. Men tend to update their work qualifications more than women do. That was kind of surprising.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Yeah. Men are more likely to work longer hours, and the pay gap widens for every hour past 40 per week. Women are more likely to have gaps in their careers, everybody knows this one, primarily because of child rearing and child care. Less experience means lower pay. Women are 9 times more likely than men to drop out of work for family reasons. Less seniority leads to lower pay. Men work more weeks per year than women. Men have half the absentee rate that women have. Men are more willing to commute long distances to work. Men are more willing to relocate to undesirable locations for higher-paying jobs. Men are more willing to take jobs that require extensive travel. In the corporate world, men are more likely to choose higher-paying fields such as finance and sales, whereas women are more prevalent in the lower-paying fields such as human resources and public relations. When men and women have the same job title, male responsibilities tend to be greater. Men are more likely to work by commission. Women are more likely to seek job security. The former has more earning potential. And the last one, women place greater value on flexibility, a humane working environment, and having time for children and family than men do.
You know, all of those are very legitimate. But again, I think the reason that Obama made this an issue in the State of the Union speech is to act like they're addressing the wealth inequality in this nation without actually doing anything about it. Because the reason we have this wealth inequality in the nation is everything to do with that private central bank issuing the public currencies a loan at interest, a system that creates more debt than money with which to pay that debt, to trap us all as slaves to that debt forever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me for that one. What Obama's trying to do is to get us sneering at each other, men against the women, like Kathy. Oh yes, it's the fault of the men. It's this. No, it isn't. If we were not enslaved to this private central bank that is strip mining the entire wealth of the nation out of our pockets and into theirs, employers would have enough money where they'd be comfortable paying decent wages to all their employees, because they understand the more they pay their employees, the more those employees can go out and spend to power that consumer economy. And so it really comes back to that private central bank. We have got to get rid of that. Around the world, we've got to get rid. That's the only way to get rid of the wealth inequality problem in this country.
Yeah. And, you know, in North Dakota, their unemployment rate is only 2%. I think it was John or somebody yesterday was talking about this, that they have that state bank, and all
That's
their
right.
funding goes into that state bank. All the taxes they collect, then they lend that money out. So they're profiting. Whatever profit comes about, it's all staying within their state, which is so great. And why more states don't do it, I cannot understand. Well, I guess I could.
Yeah, because they're all being bribed by the Federal Reserve, which is a huge, huge political lobby. And, you know, ultimately, though, I think the world is waking up to the realization that all of the economic hardship we are dealing with today comes out of that failed model of private central banking. It's the same kind of banking system we fought a revolution to be free of. And every time they get into a huge mess like this, they try and start a world war to get out of it. And they're getting ready to do it again. And I think this time, though, the people of the world understand that's what's going on. And that's why everybody's rushing forward to a new world war to try and reset all the bookkeeping and, you know, kill a few million people in the process.
Well, thanks so much, Mike, and hope you feel better.
Well, I certainly hope so, too, because I do not like feeling the way I am right now. All right, we're going to switch over to Roger in Indiana. Aloha, Roger. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
First time, hey Michael, first time talking with you. My question is that, well, it's not a question, is what I've understood about executive orders. You see, the reason why I believe that Obama can go ahead and say, hey, if you don't do what I want, or I'll have to bypass Congress, well, he is bypassing, because the only way an executive order is supposed to work, and how it happened is, as I understand it, is that the Obama, the president, can put out his law, or whatever you call it, executive order. Congress has to vote on that. And if they don't vote on it in 30 days, then that executive order passes. But if they vote on it and say no, they can say no. Yeah, I guess it's two-thirds. But
no, you're absolutely right here. But the purpose, the original purpose of the executive order is for the president to carry out the will of the Congress. And Congress has oversight on there to make sure that the implementation complies with the law. But Obama just can't make up laws out of thin air. That's not in the Constitution. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Holes reveal what's really happened. What
and aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to take a phone call here. Scott in Wisconsin. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Michael. How you doing? Can I have a come in and clear, big guy?
Yes. You're loud and clear.
Hey, Michael. I'm getting over sick. Hey, I'm getting over a sickness right now, too, brother, but I just wanted to tell you what I do when I get sick here. I don't know if your wife's got cayenne pepper and raw 100% lemon juice. I mix those in a glass with some warm water. And then what I really like to do with my head cold, Michael, is I pack that cayenne pepper up my nostrils and let it sit for 3 minutes and don't, of course, breathe up your nose. But let it sit in there and let that heat go up there, brother, and it'll drain that head out just like a faucet.
Well, I'm getting some cayenne. You know, the Extendovite has cayenne pepper in there as well. So we'll see. I mean, like I said, I'm trying just about it. Everything that's out there. The urgent care physician didn't write me a prescription for anything. It was basically, it's a virus of some kind. Go get some Sudafed. Go home. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
All righty.
Michael, I just wanted to say, I'll pray for you, but Mike, this situation with this speech that I didn't even watch this goon on the Hill, but you got to wonder how long, Mikey, they can keep this, the corks, like you were using, referring back in the boat, missing the one cork and coming in and out and to try to get that water to sink in the boat. So I just don't see them really advancing as this year goes on. I think we're heading for a big, mighty, like you were saying, the war machine will go, and the economic is going to, they want us to bleed out and to bleed the American people. But, Mike, I tell you what, brother, pack that cayenne up those nostrils and let it sit, brother, and I'll guarantee you it'll drain them out. So I'll pray for you there, brother, for your health, and take care, all right?
All right, thank you very much. Apparently, Roger from Indiana had a second question. Roger, welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael. Back to the executive order, I figure the president and Congress had a balance, and with all these executive orders that are so unconstitutional, I mean, why isn't anybody balancing this out and saying no? I mean, you're basically, I understand it's Congress bringing these up, and then the president basically does it.
Well, basically, we're in a situation where Congress has been completely hamstrung, probably by AIPAC and various other, political influence, where they've just abandoned their original job that they're supposed to come up with the laws here, and they're simply looking away and saying, yeah, it's okay, we'll let Obama sign whatever laws he wants to. And of course, for every one of those Congress critters whose dreams of being president, of course, that is absolutely something they want to have available to them. I'm sure Hillary Clinton does. Her husband's administration was notorious for abusing the executive order. That's where the expression stroke of the pen, law of the land, pretty cool, came from, was the Clinton administration here. So
I know that their hands are tied. I figured they had too much over their heads that they couldn't do anything anyhow. So either way, they're just sitting there. The other thing I come to a conclusion is that when they passed the Federal Reserve Act in 1913, of course it was the 100th anniversary on the 23rd of December, I believe that was where we were totally, we've been bankrupt since 33, I think, all right? That's beside that, all that history between that time. But now is the time where they're going to start taking what you own. The banks, your house. They've been doing it, but they're going to do it again. Eventually, the whole objective is that we still own us directly, do whatever they want with us. And I understand it could be body parts, it could be slave labor. However, which way they want to do lab tests, which they do now already in our foods and everything else.
Well, here's the situation. Here's the situation. Most people who have pledged their personal property as collateral on loans, they basically signed a contract saying if I can't make the payment, you get my home, my car, whatever. People will go along with that because they're convinced it's somehow just and moral and right and legal. But when the bank comes in and starts saying, we need to grab the contents of your safety deposit box, or we need to take half of your savings account, that is when I think the American people are going to realize the extent to which we're all being ripped off by the money junkies.
Well, once they get us cashless, they'll do whatever they want, basically. And that's what we're leading to eventually. No paper will work or nothing. It's just like that BioPointer or whatever it's called, that coin they're talking about. That sounds like a pyramid scheme anyhow, but once they, they're trying to be it where there's no physical money. It'll be basically if you have bartering. And they got that covered too. Once you buy things on your little barcode with cashless, then if I have your product and say, here's a coffee pot, I'll let you have that. I'll get in trouble and you will too because you gave me what's supposed to be yours. It's all regulated.
Mm-hmm.
I just see what they're getting ready to do, and that could be years from now, but they're ready to go. And
they're trying to push it along, but the problem is, how do they get the American people to go along with it? And I think one of the reasons we're seeing an acceleration of all of these agendas is the realization that the American people are getting pretty much fed up about that. All right, Roger, got to let you go here. We're going to switch over to Dave in California. Aloha, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How are you feeling?
Not good.
Oh, you had something you mentioned yesterday. You said you had something. What is it?
They're not really sure. It wasn't one of the name brand flus. So they just said, we don't know what it is. go home. Well, if you're still sick in 5 days, come back.
Okay, call me in a week. Well, I hope you feel better, Mike.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I just wanted to comment. You were mentioning the executive orders of Obama. And I see the notion being planted that the government is specifically benefiting a segment of society based on race, gender, and in some cases citizenship status. And they're fostering this notion that once a particular president gets into office or a congressperson, whatever, that the other segment of society is screwed because this person is going to benefit their particular race, gender, citizenship status.
Mm.
Do you get that impression?
Well, we know that's the reality of politics. That's why people are working so hard to get these positions of power, to grant favors to their supporters. And they seem to have forgotten that the role of Congress and the president, as defined in the Constitution, is to represent the nation as a whole. But
yeah,
basically, over time, the Capitol building and the White House have basically been turned into a one-stop shopping mall for all the corrupting influences in our society. And it was one of the reasons why, when this nation was set up, political power was originally diffused all across the country to all levels of society. Because the Founding Fathers knew if all the power were concentrated in one place, that would become a target for corrupting influences like the money junkies.
Absolutely. And people actually believe when these people are elected to office with these, quote, mandates, unquote, that they can bypass any constitutional restrictions and impose laws, legislation, policies, whatever, that benefit their particular constituency, the people they gerrymander into their districts and who vote popular in the presidential elections. And they actually believe that that President Obama is not our president. He's the black president. He's the illegal alien president, you know.
He's the money junkie president.
Think that notion,
he's Israel's president.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely an Israel suck, I call those people.
Well, actually, we do have to be honest. I mean, he did say he will veto any bill calling for new sanctions on Iran. So I think we have to give him credit for that.
Well, let's fast forward here to the picture of him at the Wailing Wall.
Okay.
Hey, was he at the Wailing Wall?
Okay.
Was he at the Wailing Wall? Was he wearing a yarmulke?
I don't remember. I tend
he
not
was,
to look at pictures.
And he was there. Okay. So anybody who goes there, okay, and bangs their head on the wall and wears a yarmulke, even though they're not Jewish, to me that's an Israel suck. That's a person who has, shall we say, sold their soul to the devil and will do their bidding.
Well, because let's be very honest here. Okay. In the Jewish faith, when you visit a Jewish religious edifice, whether it's a synagogue or the wall, your head has to be covered, and it's considered a matter of courtesy. Doesn't mean you're Jewish. It's just a polite thing to do. So I think you're reading more into that than is actually there. We have to take a break for some commercials. We'll be right back.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial. Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Eric will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones here. Jim in South Carolina. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon or good morning out there, Michael. Hope you feel better soon.
Me too.
About the executive orders.
Yes.
It's not stroke of the pen and law of the land, like Larry Summers said under Clinton. Executive orders only apply to the executive branch of government and those agencies under his control.
That's exactly the way it's supposed to be, but obviously Obama is getting ready to test those limits.
Well, he could have a revolt on his hands for the people that know what executive orders really are and what they're supposed to do. They mean nothing to me, and I'm sure they mean nothing to a lot of my friends. He can write executive orders to tell the cows come home, and it doesn't mean a thing to me because it can't touch me.
You're absolutely correct. And of course, they may have a different point of view, and they may show up with that little piece of paper, and there may be a gun right next to it pointing at you, in which case it'll be a different set of rules. But at this point, it looks like the administration is getting ready to do some very drastic, dramatic action. I'm very concerned about there's another march into Washington, D.C., scheduled for, I think it's May. That's another one of these groups that are going to go on in and demand the resignation of the president and key members of Congress. And, again, it just feels like it's a setup where all you need is one agent provocateur to start shooting, and Obama will have his excuse to declare martial law, national emergency, suspend the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, demand your guns, demand your gold, and the rest of it.
Michael, at that point, it's civil war. That's the mood of the nation right now. He declares a state of emergency. It's civil war right there. The war is on.
Well, I'm hoping to avoid that, but at this point, it does look like that's the direction the government is pushing us all.
Well, all the equipment's been prepositioned. Everything is prepositioned right now for a civil war.
Yeah.
What do you think all these counties getting armored personnel carriers and military supplies are all about? That's prepositioned equipment. Now, who it's prepositioned for depends on who gets there first.
True. I understand
so
what
we'll
you're
see.
Saying.
Yep. So that's the extent of mine. Get well real soon, Michael. Talk to you later, my friend.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to do that here. Now, one other comment that Obama made in his State of the Union speech. Global warming is a fact, and the science is settled. And so it was a tremendous sense of irony that this once-in-a-generation ice storm descended on the U.S. South into areas that normally don't get snowstorms, and they were completely unprepared for it. Cold blanketing the Midwest. Atlanta, Georgia had something like a 12-hour gridlock. Schools closed, freezing rivers, grounding more than 3,200 flights. And the corporate media is trying to describe, oh, it's a freak storm. It's an anomaly. Pay no attention to the snow and ice. It's just a, you know, an oddball thing. Pay no attention to it. Except that we've been getting all these major snowstorms all over the United States, and every time it happens, oh, no reason to doubt global warming. It's just it's an oddity. It's, yeah, there it is. Anyway, pardon me. Interesting story coming out of the Daily Mail, where a leading weather expert by the name of Hudson, he's a trained meteorologist with 20 years' experience. And he says that the reason the UK Met Office has missed its annual predictions for 13 out of the last 14 years is they have a warmista bias. They're constantly putting out their information in support of the idea that the world is getting warmer. And, of course, the world is not getting warmer. So they continue to get embarrassed, and then they're struggling to find some way to say, oh, well, you know, pay no attention to that situation. Dangerous driving conditions in southern Sweden. They're dealing with black ice over there, a lot of car accidents. We have a winter storm warning here in Hawaii. And I've already seen some of the pictures from the Mauna Kea Observatory. And, yes, it's high enough up there where they get a little bit of snow, but I've never seen it like this. And so we're in a winter storm warning for all mountain peaks above 11,000 feet. And there we are here. Now, somebody has come up with another little story, another little piece of research. The Arctic Ocean was warmer back during the medieval warm period than it is today. And the world did not end. The planet did not fall into disarray and panic and disaster here. Now, right now, over in Sochi, the temperatures in the Olympic venues are something like 10 degrees below normal centigrade. And the global warming aficionados are still out there saying global warming is threatening the Winter Olympics. And just sort of keep up the fear-mongering here. And this is a story that came out of Daily Record in Great Britain. Global warming is making our fish suppers smaller, warn scientists. No, overfishing the fishing supply, the supply of fish is why the fish are getting smaller. Because you're catching all the big ones and you eat them, there's nothing left but smaller ones. And just to show you how kind of pathetic this whole situation is, where these people who signed on to global warming cannot admit that they were wrong, will not admit that they were wrong, still trying to salvage their reputation. They're back to talking about the pause in global warming. The world is still getting warmer. It just paused. Doesn't mean anything. It's just a pause. It's not a pause. It's getting colder. And they're just trying to find some way they can go on selling you this gigantic lemon. And now, of course, having been embarrassed by the prediction from last 2000 that snowfalls are now a thing of the past, now the new predictions are all way off until after we're all dead. But they're bemoaning the fact that the pause of global warming risks destroying the reputation of science. No, actually, it was science whoring themselves to this political agenda called human-caused global warming that has destroyed the reputation of science. Actually, it's destroyed the reputation of the scientists. Science itself is still fine. Scientific method still works. That's why we've known all along this human-caused global warming was nonsense. It wasn't scientific. Meanwhile, Al Gore, we thought maybe we'd finally gotten rid of him. He's back there with the newest generation of man-bear pig, saying that Africa needs fertility management to prevent overpopulation and extreme weather. Now, if you remember, back in 1975, Margaret Mead put together a conference that became part of the liberal agenda to manage the planet. And it was suggested at that point to hype the idea that human activity was causing the planet to warm up dangerously as a lead-in to government-mandated population control. And here we are. Al Gore's just following right along here. All righty, let's see. All right, we've got a caller on the line, but you know something, we're coming up on a commercial break, so I'm going to let you go and just stay on the line. We'll get to you as soon as we come back from the top here. All right, there's the music. We'll be back after Phyllis Schlafly and some commercials.
With financial